The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's the one you fixed yesterday and told me he had it wired.
Nothing.
It's working.
No,
nothing.
I mean, I have you.
Nothing. Okay. Have Sue text Pat and tell him that one he fixed yesterday is not working. Okay. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 18th of June, 7:06 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Pat was in here yesterday and he said it was working, so I don't know what happened overnight.
It's almost like it's not plugged in all the way, is what it, because I couldn't barely hear you.
You heard me off, what you were hearing was me off another.
Probably.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, well, okay, well, we've gone past that. I've taken another microphone, which works. What national day today?
It's a national go fishing day.
Oh, okay. Is it go fishing just to go fishing, or is it like that card game, fish?
No, actually go fish, catch some fish, some bass.
All right.
It's a national splurge day, too.
Splurge day.
So.
Well, that's not unusual. Linda has splurge days. Usually when she goes by Dandelion Boutique. So what else? That it?
National Wanna Get Away Day.
Oh. Okay. So today's weather, sunny and hot with a high near 97, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 66. Juneteenth, June 19th, tomorrow 20% chance of rain before 9 a.m., however, mostly sunny with a high near 87. And Friday or Saturday, sunny with a high near 90, and it starts going back up, my friends. On Sunday, it's 99, Monday, 102, Tuesday and Wednesday, 101, 102. Lows at night and low 70s. So we're back up to triple digits starting Monday. It's going to be a little bit cooler tomorrow with only 87, but a chance of rain. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company, a locally-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have a lot of other things they do for our community, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. So I'm here with Vicky Ono and Greg Lawson and Sue and Ray Kermode, and they've got a fundraiser concert in the park for our shared history film series. So who wants to go first and tell us what this is about?
Well, we have a group of people here in Reading that are bringing a film series to our community because we feel it's important to show films about our underrepresented populations to our community and have panel discussions regarding the history of all the people that make up our great country. So we're raising money to help pay for the films.
Okay, so you have to rent the films?
Yes, we have to pay for the licenses. We're doing it all as paid for. We believe in the artists, and we have some fantastic local artists here in Reading that are local songwriters, and they have come together to donate their time so that we can have a fantastic concert in the park next week on June 27th at Lake Reading Park at the gazebo.
Okay, and that's going to be, I think everybody knows where that's at. It was put together by veterans organizations that built that gazebo.
Oh, it's beautiful. What an asset to our community right there on the river.
Well, it's a good place for the homeless to sleep, too.
Oh.
Well, it gets them off the
ground. I don't think I'm ever there at that time of day.
No, probably not.
I enjoy some beautiful events at the gazebo, and this is going to be an absolutely beautiful event with a taco truck, hopefully some other food trucks that we're talking to. The local musicians are outstanding songwriters.
Uh-huh.
And they're donating their time because they believe that it's a good cause for us to bring some good movies to Shasta County.
Okay, so this is going to be on Saturday, June 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. out at Lake Redding Park. So you all are all retired teachers.
Yes.
The four of you are here. And I asked him before, y'all taught all over the place.
Great. Not me. I only taught at one school.
I meant taught in the area, anywhere up to Dunsmuir and down here. You know, I'm talking about the Redding area, you know.
Yes.
Which is not...
The metropolitan Redding.
The metropolitan area here. So how'd you get involved in this?
I did because the First United Methodist Church, there's a lot of history to it, but years ago we started an anti-genocide group during the conflict in Darfur when there was a genocide happening. We had a local leader that was passionate, and we organized. We started raising money and making contacts and raising awareness, and we ended up raising, I think, over $100,000 over the years.
Mm-hmm.
We went to rallies up and down the coast. As a musician, I got to play in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall at a rally. And I even got to see videos of my music being played in refugee camps in Sudan, which was really powerful. So that sort of...
Darfur is, if you haven't been vacationing there, if you go there on, vacations and cruises and all that. It's probably not a place you want to go to.
Well, and Megan Rapinoe, her sister Rachel Rapinoe, her twin, actually went to Darfur to the refugee camps to help set up soccer academies, soccer camps.
Oh.
And those soccer camps help the people who are displaced get along better, because soccer helps people get along better,
and when
as sports do.
Kids reach a certain age, there's nothing to do in the camps. Some of them had been in the camps for, their whole life. And so the soccer camps were a big
plus.
We
also funded preschools there. And Marv Steinberg, who had been the principal and superintendent at Bella Vista School, was the person who started up this social activism group that we're a part of,
mm-hmm.
and focusing on Darfur was our first task, and then we've morphed into focusing on other social justice issues.
Has he turned on back here on the other one, buddy? Okay, now we got you.
Okay, so after the George Floyd incident, Marv said we need to get out and educate. We need to educate not only children, but adults. And so the Anti-Racism Task Force is very interested in getting the word out, because so much of this is not taught in schools anymore. Teachers are focused on teaching to the tests and other things, and you have very few teachers that are zooming in on the smaller proportions of our society that get ignored. So that's part of our shared history. That's the program that we're going to run this year, sharing films that deal with those people in our society that don't get as much from our society.
And also dealing with generational trauma that still exists in folks today. I know I taught kids in the Native American population, and you could see, the heartbreak when you started talking about some of the things that happened. But we can't just erase it. We can't make it go away.
History is history.
Right.
History is history, exactly.
Look up the definition.
Yeah, no, history
is
super important.
Trying to erase history is also wrong.
I mean, I can speak on a personal note. My mother was from Kentucky,
uh-huh.
and I remember visiting the family farm when I was a kid and saying, what are all those stones over there in the family graveyard? Well, that's where the slaves were buried. So, I mean, I've come to terms with that, and I've, had great talks and hugging it out with my African-American friends. Because, we don't just have to feel guilty. We have to do something about it. We have to share. That's the key word there, is the shared history. Mm.
Okay, we're here with, we're talking about a fundraiser concert at the Lake Radium Park on Saturday, June 27th. It's presented by the Anti-Racism Task Force. And food trucks, silent auctions, all that kind of stuff are going to be there. And a lot of music. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high flying, heavy hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micro Mania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. You've seen the movie. You know exactly what I was doing then, too. That's producer and I get right in sync. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Buford is going from person to person, getting his bets. What was I going to say right then? Anyway, 7:20 in the morning, 71 degrees, going up to only 97 today, so it's going to be cool. Here it is.
June 27th,
we've got the presented by the Anti-Racism Task Force. It's going to be our shared history film series. Is it going to be one film or is it going to be a lot of films? Just one?
Multiple films.
Multiple films. Okay. And it goes from 6 to 9 p.m. How long are the films?
Depends on the film.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, are they like an hour or are they 30 minutes or, you know what I mean, shorter films? Or?
This is on the 27th, it's just a concert to raise money for the film series.
Oh, we won't be showing.
Okay, that makes sense because you're outside 6 to 9. How can you see it?
This is money.
Yeah, this is a fundraiser so that they can present these films around town. Do you have a special place you're going to be playing them?
So be at the Methodist Church.
Oh, at the Methodist Church. And is that the one that Wright designed? Oh, no, this
no,
is the
no,
one
it's
down
Pilgrim.
South and East Streets.
Where Linda and I got married.
Yeah, oh, got
that's where we
too.
Got her. Is that right?
That's where we were got.
I didn't see you there.
Oh, went to Sunday school there.
All right. Now, it's not. It's going to be at the church. No, this is going to be at the gazebo. They're going to be showing the films at the church. At the gazebo, Lake Redding Park, from 6 to 9 p.m., it's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 different groups, musical groups there.
Yeah.
And plus food trucks, silent auction baskets. And this is so to... essentially rent the films to be able to show them to our community.
Exactly.
Okay. And
yeah. The films are inexpensive. The licensing to legally show them is what costs.
Is that
very
right?
Expensive.
You could just DVR them and show them?
Well,
yeah,
the people have rights. They,
it's
you know,
the
they,
lawsuit afterwards
yeah.
that gets expensive. Right. So you said something that was interesting that I didn't know about, that... Black students and Native American students get suspended from school twice as much as...
Three and four times
as much as white students in Shasta County schools. And, well, you've taught. All four of you've taught.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed a problem like that?
Well, my experience has been that oftentimes the method of communicating that a student has that comes from their cultural background is misunderstood by the teacher. So, for example, when I mostly taught kindergarten, and I love the hope that comes with little five-year-olds, but I also taught middle school.
That's probably about the level I could teach, maybe.
I also taught middle school in fifth grade and sixth grade. And
mm-hmm.
Particularly if you have, I had a student who came from Chicago. His mother sent him here to live with grandma because she felt it was safer for him to be here in Shasta County.
She's probably right.
Because he was being groomed by gangs.
Sure.
He was a really brilliant kid, really great at math. Mm-hmm. But he had a swagger. And his teacher that...
He's a tough kid.
He had to be a tough kid.
Yeah, he came from the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, so and he spoke with an accent that was a Chicago, you know, South Side accent, not standard English. And he was misunderstood by the teacher who was supposed to be teaching him language arts. And basically he got kicked out of class constantly. And that was very sad because this kid was he still is a nice person. He's a young man now. But the fact is that you have children of all different backgrounds, whether it be a Southeast Asian child who always puts their eyes down when they speak to an adult because that's what they've been told to do. That does not mean they're being disrespectful. To them, that was what they were taught is respectful.
Well, that is respectful in the Asian culture.
Yeah, but some people don't realize that different cultures bring different things into that child's life and the child behaves differently. And so, you know, our hope is that in this county, with the support of these great singers and songwriters, we raise the money to pay for the films that bring this diversity, beautiful diversity,
Are y'all organized like a 501?
We're part of the United Methodist Church.
Okay.
The church has the nationwide United Methodist Church has a thing called Church and Society Commission because John Wesley said to do all the good you can for all the people you can, as long as you can.
Well, it seems like
so. We're trying to do some good here by bringing out. More information and more
dialogue
to right. our community.
There That's will the biggest be, thing. Yeah.
There will be panel discussions after these movies also.
Uh-huh.
But to do this great activity. You know, we've applied for a grant. We don't know if we've gotten the grant or not, but we really want to raise the money so that we can still do this without the grant. That's why we're having this fundraiser.
Okay. So, and you, well, so you make your money off people buying baskets?
We're hoping that people will make donations. The concert is free. All of the musicians are giving their talents for free.
Sure.
And we're hoping that we'll have some donations and we'll have some fabulous baskets. My insurance agent, Zach Bay, is donating a great basket. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really trying to raise the money to pay for these movies.
Yeah, you asked us for a basket. But we're not. Linda's okay on baskets. So you probably don't want my basket.
Well, Linda's,
who's laughing? Linda's, all of you are laughing.
Linda's beautiful, so I'm imagining she can
she
make
can
a
put together a basket.
Basket.
Well, I'll yeah. tell her about this. And she, yeah, okay. The thing is the for our community, in my opinion, you know, the more we understand each other, the more we talk.
Exactly.
Is it's better. I mean, you don't have to agree with everybody, and but you don't walk away hating them.
Well, intelligent people never agree with everybody.
No.
We all have our own minds. We all speak our minds, hopefully in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
And I hope that by bringing these movies out, you know, that people will want to attend and want to have a discussion and just open more minds to the shared history of our nation.
Yeah, we have a tendency to be tribal, and I mean all different groups. And so, but it doesn't mean you can't trade and interact in within the tribes with other tribes.
Well, we can appreciate all of it.
Yeah, that's the, I think that's it. And laying out understanding, not guilt, but
yes,
understanding.
Exactly.
That's the big thing, I think, is get over the, you know, this, you know, whatever's happened in our history, that's what history is. It's happened. Is going forward is the important thing for our
right.
community. Makes our community stronger.
Oh, you nailed it.
He could be on, you know, he could figure out, the math kid could figure out something that will help all mankind. If
well,
you could keep him in class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be, yes, sir. Do you have something? Okay. I need final thoughts. So who's,
I got it.
Okay.
I got to talk about the musicians, if I could.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to start off at 6 o'clock with Shina Neshoma, which is a group of folks from Temple Beth Israel, and they do a kind of a traditional Yiddish, they sing in Yiddish, and they do a sort of a Yiddish jazz called klezmer. If anybody's a fan of jazz, they might know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to do a couple original songs. We have a songwriter named Omniscient Rachel, who's done played around town a lot. Richard Myers is going to play. Blake Dorsey, Sarah Hoxie, who organized the Big Flat Jamboree up in Trinity County. Nolan Randall, CJ May, who runs the Live Music NorCal website. Hal Johnson, and I'm looking to get some surprise guests too, but it's a surprise, so I won't keep talking.
So about it's going to be an evening of music and food trucks. What kind of food trucks you got?
Main was the taco truck.
Oh, got to have that.
Yeah.
And then.
And of course, the geese will be running around there too.
The geese, the red
well, and
geese.
We encourage people to bring chairs because. Pavilion has picnic tables, which will be great for eating,
mm-hmm.
but the shaded area under the trees is best accessed by bringing your own chair, enjoying our great musicians.
On the river, it's going to be cooler.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it will be. You get the breeze off the river.
The only thing you have to remember is to pause for the train.
Well, that's true.
I've played it before. And
so right in the middle of a good lick, you have to stop.
Or else you just go right into Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah, you can do that one, too. Okay. Now, for more information, who do they get a hold of?
They can get a hold of me.
Okay.
My name is my email address. It's vickiono@gmail.com.
Okay.
So it's vickiono mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by and sharing this with us.
That's
I'm sorry
right
I had to take your microphone. Yeah. She gave me the teacher shrug when I said the dog ate my homework. Yeah. What's new, right? Okay, thank you very much. And it's going to be on June 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the gazebo down in the Lake Redding Park. Bring chairs, music all night, baskets you can buy, and plus donation areas there so they can start the film series, our shared history film series.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you do for our community.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're coming back, and we're going to be talking about the Shasta Splash, and I probably got that wrong, but Mike Ferrier will tell me what I did wrong with that. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls us a lion.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing the blues of jasmine in my mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming on CNRradio.com takes you right to our website. All of our archives are there for the local shows. In case you didn't hear one, you can always go back and listen. 7:34 in the morning here on the 18th of June, 77 degrees out there. Check that, 71 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy started this 1993, started her company, and she has insurance under one part of the roof and financial management under the other part of the roof. Judy's been helping our community since she began her business. I see the stock market's going up, it's going down, price of oil going up, down, insurance prices just going up, all of that. If you're looking for a free review and evaluation of what you have in your financial management side or your insurance side, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. Talk to one of her professionals down there. It's, like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. They may have some good ideas for you, save you some money or make you some money. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with Mike Ferrier. Like the horse thing. Ferrier.
Like that.
Yeah, and we're talking about the Sundial Splash that's going to happen June 27th. Do you know, I've got four things sitting here in front of me all happening on June 27th.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Father's Day weekend. Yeah, it is. Tell us what the splash is, though.
Sundial Splash is...
Since I had it confused with something else. Oh, yeah, I know what they're doing. No, that's not what they're doing. So tell me about it.
It is a kayak, canoe, and stand-up paddleboard float down the Sacramento River. It starts out with those that want to race. We put in at the amphitheater at the Civic Auditorium and do 6 miles down the Sacramento River, take out at Bonneville. Uh-huh. And then we put you on last in transit buses with air conditioning, and they'll take you back up to the Civic Auditorium to get your car so you can come down and pick up your kayak or whatever you're floating on.
There you go.
Yeah. The racing categories are single and double kayak, single and double canoe, mm-hmm. and stand-up paddleboard. We probably have some surf skis out there that are just slick. I mean, they're fast.
Uh-huh.
And first racers will get to do that in somewhere around half an hour.
Well, I had an ocean kayak.
Yes.
With the, I had the pedals on it, and it was long and narrow.
Yes.
And it was great for the ocean. And yes. But it took me probably, I don't know how many crashes coming in through the surf, because what it would do is the bow would drop, the pointy end would drop. When you're trying to ride a wave in, and it would hit the sand, and it would propel you. Like if you put a pea in a spoon, you know, and just shoot it. I mean, I was launched 30 feet, you know, 20 feet, you know, if I was lucky, and you hit the sand because and you roll over, and here comes your kayak after that would try to eat you.
You end up learning how to turn that thing and go into the beach sideways rather than
sand. Yeah, it took me a while to figure that one out. And so
I have one of those myself. Mine's an Ocean Kayak Scupper Pro, 15 foot, and it's a ride atop. So when you get launched on that thing,
it wasn't like you're sitting in it in a kayak. No, you were right on top. The top of it.
Yeah.
And so when you got launched, it got your attention right away.
Yes.
Okay, so you know, how long has this been going on?
I believe this is our sixth year. And we had to miss last year because of the washout at Bonneville. The road access was compromised by heavy rains,
mm-hmm.
and so we couldn't do it last year. And we're just excited to do it again this year.
I can't believe it's been going on for 6 years.
Yeah,
because I think you all were on the first year you did it.
Yeah,
and you had no idea how many people were going to come to it.
Didn't know.
And how many people? I mean,
hundreds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I know at least a couple hundred, but maybe even more than that.
Yep.
So what they do is bring their kayaks, their canoes, their
We lay them out on the lawn at the amphitheater. We'll have music playing, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we start putting the racers into the water and send them off. And then I'm the launch master, so I'm the guy standing in the river freezing my feet off, launching canoes and kayaks for about 45 minutes. And they just have a nice float down the river. We have a little bit of adventure at get down past the Sundial Bridge. There's a riffle right in there. There's another The largest of the riffles is at the end of Windham Road, called the Windham Riffle, and you can.
We're not talking class five.
Oh no. Ones. No. It's all doable.
No, it's riffles.
Our current water flow is, if it stays the same as it is right now, it's almost perfect.
Okay.
We had 1 year where we only had 3,500 cubic feet per second coming down the river, and we were having people dragging on the bottom. We've had higher flows than this, and it gets a little bit more adventuresome, but we're at a good level.
Are there a lot of kayakers and board people in Redding?
It is. There are a lot.
Do they come from other areas?
Yeah, we have people coming in from as far away as the Bay Area and Southern Oregon.
Really?
To do
okay.
This. It's just a fun float, and it's the perfect opportunity for someone that they've got a kayak, they've never been on the river before, they use their kayaks, and we're so blessed. I mean, I get off work in the afternoon. I've got to decide, do I want to put my kayak in at Keswick where there's nobody there, or go out to Whiskey Town, put it in at Shasta, drive up and do Lake Britton, and we have a group called the Shasta Paddlers here in the Redding area that go out. They do a Tuesday night, Tuesday evening float, 5:30.
Yeah,
I've taken the
sunset float out at Whiskey Town.
Yeah,
the ranger takes you around, and you know you paddle around like that.
It's fun
out there. So does this? It must have an entry fee.
$20.
$20.
Yeah.
And
I gave you a card. You go to sundialsplash.com. It's as simple as I'll get out.
So, yep.
And register there.
Now it starts at 10, but you need everybody there probably earlier.
Right? Yeah, you want to get there earlier. So we've got to unload
9 o'clock,
hundreds of kayaks onto canoes and stuff onto the lawn. So earlier is better. It's great to see you're wearing your outdoor shirt today. I've got mine on as well.
I always wear my outdoor shirt.
Yeah.
It seems to be the go-to present for my kids. And it's the Sundial Splash. It's going to be Saturday, June 27th. It's got a $20 entry fee. If you go to sundialsplash.com, there's going to be hundreds of kayakers, paddle boards, canoes. Yes. Out there, and it's a 6-mile jaunt down to Sacramento. What happens afterwards?
During the float, we've got safety boats out there as well, of course. Kayakers that are dedicated to particular spots along the river where if there is going to be a concern, we're going to be there. The sheriff's boat will be out there with our safety officer, Tiffany Ottoboni, on that boat. And we have radio communications between the boats and so it's good. At the end, we have a DJ will be down there and a food truck. And so if you need to refresh, we'll have pop-ups at the end so that you can get in the shade and tables and chairs. And
okay.
Yeah.
So after they get out of the water and bring their stuff up on the bank, you've got refreshments and music. Did you say
music?
DJ. And then you provide air-conditioned buses.
Yes.
To take them from there back up to the Civic to pick, so they can
full-on touring bus.
Yeah, get their
their car and bring it back down.
And, come on down and get
their
kayaks.
It's quite an impressive picture when you've got hundreds of kayaks lined up on the deck up there. Yeah.
I didn't, you know, because y'all have been on before a few times. Not every year. But the first year... Were you there the first year?
Yes.
How many boats did you have that or watercraft?
You know, we started out. I'm 220.
Wow.
Somewhere in there.
Because she didn't have. I think it was a woman that came on, and she said, "We have an idea, but we're not sure." And
most of the people want to know what the day is going to be.
Yeah.
I put on 100-mile bike rides, and I'll have 50% of the people show up that day,
yeah.
and
They haven't made up their mind if they want to abuse themselves that much.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. I'm with Mike Ferrier from the Sundial Splash. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry out of right here in Redding is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, they've got it all. They can do anything for you when it comes to jewelry like that. But they have a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry and Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard are just super people down there. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from C.R. Gibbs in that little strip mall right there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Check out those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. There's going to be an event on, again, on the June 27th at the Cascade Theater. And it's the benefit concert for ranches with wolves. And as you know, wolves have taken down a significant part of the population of the cattle up here in the North State. And so this is a benefit to help the ranchers out there. The state is not paying them. They're making them jump through 35 hoops to prove that the that their stock is being taken by wolves, even though the evidence is pretty clear. So it's going to start at 4:30 to 6:30 on Market Street, right there in front of Cascade. Live music, food trucks, educational booths, and you can talk to ranchers and see what they have to say. At 6 p.m., the theater doors open, and after they do the welcome and opening remarks, they're going to have Claire Dunn start at 7 p.m. and then Uncle Lucius at 8 p.m. So it's a night of music there and education. And you can get your tickets at CascadeTheater.org. So, but I'm here with Mike Ferrier. We're talking about the Sundial Splash, which is where you put hundreds of kayaks, paddle boards, canoes,
yes,
into the Sacramento River down there at the boat launch at the rodeo grounds.
No. We don't use the boat launch. We don't want people standing out there in the sun and having their boats.
Where do you launch from?
We launch next to the amphitheater.
Oh, next to the amphitheater, yes, right there. Okay.
There are two access ports there. One goes one to the left, one to the right, and
so you're going to launch from there.
Yeah.
200 plus.
Yes.
Okay. And then 6 miles down the river.
Yeah.
At the end?
At the bottom.
Food?
Where do you get that? We take out underneath the Bonneville Bridge. There is an access ramp the bridge, and the city's done a great job. It looks beautiful.
Yeah,
and we've got Boy Scouts and CCC.
Helping people get helping, out.
So they'll haul your kayak. Or your craft up to the top and put it in the parking lot.
Shade, chairs, food, drink. We'll be there, DJ, and then the air-conditioned bus is to take you back down to the Civic so you can get your car.
There you go. Yeah.
Now that I got you here, though, Mike, Mike's a member of that group of the Lions Club that takes care of that giant flag.
The Enterprise Lions Club.
Yeah. And you were there at the rodeo grounds this year on that Saturday when we displayed the flag.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is. You know, we carried it out there, and I already heard him say, we can get a bigger one. And so they're going to hit you up on a bigger one next year.
Ooh.
I was helped with doing that for the circuit finals for down in Red Bluff, too, and carrying the flag out.
Our club flies the giant American flag that's next to I-5 right north of Cypress Street.
Yeah.
It is a memorial to all those that served. It was put up on the first anniversary of 9/11. It's a house. It's a 1,500-square-foot American flag flying on a 120-foot-tall pole.
How big a truck do you need? Is it a regular pickup truck? You can put it in the back of a regular pickup truck?
Oh, it goes in. It's amazing. It only weighs 42 pounds, and it goes in a storage bin.
That huge flag?
Yes.
Wow.
Folds down. It's made out of nylon, and it folds down very nicely. We go through a flag about every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
They get.
Can
tatted.
I ask how much they are?
Right at $2,000 a piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now we have an endowment fund at the Community Foundation in the North State that has in excess of $200,000 in it.
Okay.
That flag is paid for forever.
Great.
Thank you to Reading. We did drive-through fundraisers for 4 years and generated after the pole and everything was paid for.
Uh-huh.
We did those fundraisers to set up enough funds to be able to pay for that flag to just keep on going. And now we're just using the interest off of the funds.
And buy the flag.
Yeah. And it's
great.
It is so rewarding. And I love standing there with people that have never done it before and changing that flag.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down. It gets really big when it gets down in your hands.
Oh, yeah. And the flag out at the rodeo was not as large by far as the one you have. But it was good size. And it's amazing. There's like 12 of us holding the flag. Yeah. And when that wind's blowing... I had a hold of it, and I was just leaning back.
Yeah. You know, just lean back to hold on to it. And we all were. And because wind catches that thing. And, you know.
When we changed.
If we'd had like six people, we would have had a tough time with that. And but we didn't. We had enough, of course.
When we change our flag, it takes one person for every mile an hour of wind. And if it's blowing past 20 miles an hour, we aren't going to do it.
You're not going to do it. No.
It beats
you to death.
Well, it does. It picks people up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't care that you're there. It's the wind has a lot of power when you put 1,500 square feet of. Well, think about flying a 5-foot kite.
Yeah.
That'll pull you hard. This is a 1,500 square foot.
And it's so beautiful. It's part of our heritage here now. And people notice it when they're going by. And you say, yeah, it's and I give directions like, the dog park down in Bocelli, you know, where the giant flag is. As soon as you say that, everybody knows where you're going to.
I believe it's the number two icon in Reading now. The bridge. The bridge is one.
Yeah.
And for Reading.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, Shasta Dam was one of our greatest icons. The Sundial Bridge took over from the dam, and then we've kind of slid in there. You ask people where Reading is, you just tell them, you know where the flag is on the side of the freeway?
Oh, yeah, they know. You don't. There's none between Sacramento and the border, except that one, is there?
Camping World.
Camping World has a large flag, too.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, I saw where somebody complained about that at Camping World.
Yes.
And it wasn't the one here.
No.
It was another one. And Camping World essentially told them to go pound sand. They were going to fly.
Exactly.
Yeah, take me to court.
Yeah.
It was the city. And they said, oh, well, we just need this. But they told them first, you have to take it down. No, we're not. And the city quickly changed their mind.
Exactly.
So,
and I can't say we have ever had anything like that in Reading.
You're never going to have anything.
Reading is so patriotic.
No,
we love you.
You're going to be surrounded by patriots. You know,
yes.
Men, women, all denominations, all races, all political groups would surround the flagpole.
Oh yeah,
and not let you touch it.
I think of the time that we had 34 veterans holding one of our giant flags on the top of Shasta Dam for the 75th anniversary of the dam.
Wow.
And some of the people that were there, one in particular, Judge Walter Brophy, was on the USS Salt Lake City for the entire Second World War.
Wow.
He took a 5-inch shell through his gun placement that he was manning.
Wow.
And was still here.
Yep. Okay. Mike's here, though, for the Sundial Splash. It's going to be Saturday, June 27th. You can get a hold of it, and you can register early, though you don't have to, at sundialsplash.com. Get there around 9 o'clock because they're launching at 10, and you're going to have hundreds of kayaks out there. And you know, anything that floats is going to go down the
And for those that have done it before, we're making a change this year in that we're not going to launch in categories this year.
Okay.
So in the past, we'd send all the paddle boards out and all the canoes and then start on the kayaks and then the rafts because we're going to have big rafts out there as well.
My swimming pool raft probably is not
don't
bring that one.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
And bring, need flotation.
Everybody has to have flotation. We recommend a whistle.
Okay.
Bring a whistle. If you don't have one, we'll give you one.
Okay.
And that is the most recognized signal on the water is you hear a whistle blowing.
Sounds like a great time.
Go to it. Oh,
it sounds like a wonderful
blast.
Oh, plus you all from your club are helping out with the Ironman Triathlon when they're doing the swim out at Whiskeytown. I think they were looking for 30 or 40 kayakers out there to assist.
Yep, I believe it's 40. I'm going to be out there with my kayak and running safety for the swim.
Uh-huh.
And I can't tell you how big it is. Have a half Ironman in our area.
No, we've already had the guy on, and we're going to have him on a couple more times
because
it's going to need we're going to volunteer that day to help out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Mike. It's in the thousands.
Yeah.
Of
Mike,
people.
I got to run.
See ya.
Thank you so much for what you do for our community, though, buddy. You are a star.
I love Reading.
Hey, when we come back, we got Matt Plummer. We're going to be talking AI and county stuff.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court is siding with a Texas marijuana user who wants to legally own a gun. A unanimous decision against a 1968 law barring anyone who uses illegal drugs from owning a firearm. Secretary of War Hegseth did not sugarcoat his remarks to the NATO allies, speaking earlier today in Brussels, criticizing some European countries, he says, not doing enough to provide for their own defense.
Many countries following through, some that still need to do more, and we will be candid about that, both in private and in public. I think that's important, friends being honest with friends.
Hegseth announcing a six-month Pentagon review of American forces in Europe. He also calls it shameful that European allies denied American forces access to bases during the Iran conflict. Labeled a Memorandum of Understanding, correspondent Andrew Stewart said it has now been signed by the presidents of the United States and Iran.
The agreement would open the Strait of Hormuz toll-free for 2 months. The accord would also affirm a commitment to Lebanon's territorial integrity. This in the face of Israel's action against the terrorist group Hezbollah. Both the U.S. and Iranian presidents have signed the deal.
Which also states that Iran may not purchase or produce a nuclear weapon. For Tehran, it gets an end of all military action, including in Lebanon, and Iran is granted access to a $300 billion development fund. New York City celebrating the NBA champion New York Knicks' big ticker tape parade today. Millions of people expected to turn out for what's expected to be one of the biggest parades ever in the Big Apple. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 281 points. The Nasdaq ahead 346, and the S&P is better by 76 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary democratic republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial pound 250, say Mike Rowe. That's pound 250, say Mike Rowe. And happy birthday to us.
These two European neighbors haven't always been friends, but the times, they are a-changing.
The new defence agreement puts aside Germany and Poland's complicated past to strengthen European military cooperation at a time of heightened tension with Russia and growing uncertainty over US engagement in Europe. Germany is seeking partners as it moves to revitalise its military, the Bundeswehr, after decades of neglect, with ambitions to build the strongest conventional army on NATO's European side, an effort that could make it a central pillar of European defence in the years ahead, while Poland's importance as a logistic hub for Ukraine, alongside its growing economy and heavy defence investment, has made it a compelling partner for Germany and other core European countries. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Tropical storm Arthur is moving inland across southeast Texas. It's bringing torrential rains, potentially life-threatening floods across parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. News and analysis, townhall.com. If presidential library is on your bucket list, you have a number of them to choose from.
Franklin Roosevelt helped launch the modern system of presidential libraries in the late 1930s. A network of museums and research facilities has since grown nationwide. Historian Douglas Brigley calls them vital hubs for lectures and research. Presidential libraries often reflect a leader's personality and legacy. Settings for presidential libraries range from small towns such as Herbert Hoover's in West Branch, Iowa, to big cities like like George W. Bush's in Dallas, Texas, and the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Barack Obama's library opens to the public Friday in Chicago. Keith Peters, Washington.
And the guest list for today's dedication ceremony of the Obama Library includes Bruce Springsteen and Stevie Wonder, along with former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. It takes you right to our website and go to archives, listen to all of our local shows. We keep them forever. If you want to go back 340 pages, you can hear our first show. If you want to, you're not missing a lot. It's Linda and I sitting there trying to talk while they're connecting wires, which here it is, 16 years later, we're still doing the same thing, connecting wires. Ben, good morning. Oh, wait a minute. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
It's been busy.
Yeah, it was a busy morning.
So far, it's going to be busy all the way through. National days today.
It was National Go Fishing Day.
Yeah, that's right. And what was the one about, taking off? Or
National Want to Get Away Day.
Want to Get Away Day. Yeah, that's cool. I think everybody gets one of those, you know, wants to have one of those.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be every day, but no. Yeah. Weather here today is going to be about 97 and mostly clear. And tomorrow, though, a 20% chance of rain before 9 a.m., but mostly sunny with a high near 87. And it starts heating up again. Saturday, 90, not bad. Sunday, 99. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all over 100 degrees, 101, 102. Lows at night, low 70s. So starting tomorrow will be nice and cool, and then Saturday, and then when I say cool, 90, and then up into the hundreds after that. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, the Kenny family, provide outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, better-known business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Can't say enough about them. Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Matt Palmer, who is the Shasta County District Supervisor for District
4.
Wait a minute. Is he turned on? Okay.
Speak to District 4 Supervisor.
Okay, there we go.
Good morning.
Yeah, one of my microphone, which they came in and fixed last night, was working, is not working this morning. So somewhere at night, a gremlin comes in and unplugs it someplace, I guess. But now I'm wary. So if I don't hear your voice right away, I go up into the high hover. How you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you?
I asked Matt to come on because, as you all know, I'm fascinated by this AI. And I've approached somebody about having a regular show. We just got to get it, once a month, come in and talk about all this. We just got to get it all put together. But you've taken an initiative to address AI at the county. So you want to talk about that?
Yes, there's been a few different ways that I've approached this. And I would say really my interest as far as AI relates to the county comes from two things. One is looking at in a number of places where we have significant vacancies, we're not able to keep up with the workload, our staff that are currently there, and or the staff are very new. In fact, I just talked to a manager yesterday who said that his most tenured employee has been there a year. And so you have high vacancies in a number of spots, really new employees, a lot of employee turnover, and then crushing workload. And so the question was, how do we figure out how do we to address that situation? And in some cases also we're seeing that our costs are going up at a rate that exceeds the revenue that we're being reimbursed for those services. And
sure.
So basically that creates, in my mind, the perfect storm to figure out how do we innovate and do things differently so that we can deliver either the same services to the public or better services at the same or lower cost while improving things for the employees so that they don't feel crushed by the workload and so that they can focus on the most valuable, meaningful parts of the job versus more of the mundane things that can increasingly be automated. And so that was a key kind of focus for me in terms of what got me started in thinking about how could we use AI within the county. And then the other piece is more around looking at the use of AI in the broader economy and wanting to ensure that we as a community and that the people in this community are able to take advantage of that by developing the skills necessary to use the tools that are emerging so that they can operate in the jobs of today and the jobs of the future.
Well, you know, talking to experts, and I'm for sure no expert, is AI is so valuable when it comes to, you know, data mining and going through things so quickly. And if you handle it correctly, it gives you the right information and not, you know, not something
right.
that just pulls out from someplace. It looks like it should be there. Allowing people to use their creative part in their jobs to, you know, make those types of decisions. So,
yes.
I know the DA's office uses it because you can imagine all paperwork and files they have to go through there and pull up stuff that they used to have a person have to do. But what they make the AI do is give them the paragraph it's in or where they mm-hmm. can find it. So that it is, it will, and then tells them what they need, but it saves, innumerable hours.
Right.
So I kind of get the feeling that's what you're looking for in this, but AI is so much more.
Right. And I think, you know, your example of them using it to pull up files, we just approved in this last budget that will come into this, next fiscal year, funds, which was a pretty minimal amount. We're talking, I think it was between the DA's office and the public defender, maybe 60,000, or actually no, it was closer to 45,000-50,000, you know, the DA has talked about this with the emergence of body cam footage. And now that I think all of our law enforcement agencies, if you include Reading PD, the Sheriff's Office, Highway Patrol are using body cams, you know, the DA's office has to sort through all that video to figure out
yeah.
what's the meaningful part. And that, you know, if you have a traffic stop that turns into an hour long video, you know, that could be, and maybe you have three different angles on it. So you're talking a ton of hours of sorting through that. Well, we approved for a small cost of about $50,000 the ability to have a tool that takes in the video, and then they can say, show me where in the video they mentioned a gun or where a gun was, you know, mentioned. And it
yeah.
will go, here's the spot in the video. And then they're not watching necessarily
an hour, video.
Hour.
They yeah. can watch 5 minutes. They can go in and then they can back it up to lead, you know, what started it and mm-hmm. then to the end of it too. No, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
And if we've got those capabilities, not to use that because it gives countless hours to the, people working in that to be able to focus on what they need to do instead
right.
of just finding stuff.
Right.
Frankly, anybody could do it, but they're too valuable just to keep doing that kind of stuff.
Right. And ultimately that delivers the benefit to the public
yeah.
because then we're able to file more cases and we're able to, you know, execute justice on a larger number of cases. The other example that we've been looking at pretty extensively is when it comes to our planning and building department, you know, if you want to build a house or an addition, you submit plans to the building department and they have to review that and make sure that it complies with state and local code. Well, what other jurisdictions have done is they have the first review be done by an AI-empowered software. So it can happen much more quickly. And then, obviously, that still spits the information out to the team, you know, the county team. The county team can review that and say, okay, well, it said this, but, you know, whatever. They get to interpret it. And that's the key part is through all of this, the plan is, and that's what's in the resolution that – We've had come before the board twice, and it's been pushed out. So I think we'll see it again next week. But is that the human remains in the decision making authority? They're not. AI is not making the decision for us and wouldn't be. And that's what would be articulated in this resolution. The human is still making it. It's just empowering them to have the right information more quickly to make those decisions.
Okay. I'm here with Matt Plummer, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District
4.
And we're talking about AI. We're going to be talking about other things, too, as you probably imagine.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, and we all know work injuries can be life-changing. You may not be able to work in your previous occupation, so you need retraining in that. But you're not getting the care and the treatment that you that is required that you have earned, that benefit that you have earned. You may need help. And if you need help, you give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. Veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, and in the last 5 years has built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. He fights for his clients, and when you make that phone call, you're going to talk to Patrick. He's going to take he's going to listen to you. He's going to give you advice, and if he takes your case, then he's going to fight for you. You need somebody fighting for you against the big insurance companies. It's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Learn more at GormanCompLaw.com. That's Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N, Comp, C-O-M-P, Law.com. And we'll be right back with Matt Plummer.
Has there ever been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that fact to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, if you're looking, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now, part-time or full-time. Each of those get Medicare insurance, I'm sorry, medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and much more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a fine hospital and a great place to work. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And I'm here with Matt Plummer, and he's put out, he's trying to get in front of this AI juggernaut, which is changing dramatically every day, which makes it harder. So it's not just using it to take care of a lot of just the filing and the finding stuff and all that, use that, but allow people in positions there to use their creative abilities, which is what separates us from AI, to make things work better. And one of them, you were talking about the plans and when you're getting pulling permits and everything. Are we ever going to get to a time when somebody can come in and they put their request a permit and put it in to build a house that they only have to come there once?
So we're working on both digitizing a lot of the permitting activities that happen in that department so that you can do more and more of that online. I know we have a certain number of services that are currently available online. Uh-huh. And yeah, the team, and this is part of actually one of our five goals in our strategic plan that we just approved, in that is around that whole department, both digitizing records, updating our general plan, and updating our zoning ordinances. And so that is part of it. We want to become the place in California that's the easiest to build. And so we know that we might not have that reputation now, but we're working towards that, and we want to make it super easy for people to submit plans, get those reviewed as quickly as possible. And also, you know, one of the things because what I hear, and we've been holding these developer roundtables where we bring builders together with our county departments, and we talk about these issues and how can we help them bring more housing online. And, you know, one of the things that I hear from our department is that, well, actually what slows down that process quite a bit is that a lot of times people submit plans that are not complete. And so then the department has to go back to them and say, well, you didn't do that. So one of the things that we've seen other jurisdictions do is that when it's reviewed initially by, say, an AI-powered software, it can tell them.
Right then.
Hey, you're missing these three things, or you didn't, you know, put this comment in there. And so that then when it gets time to submit it to the county, it's likely to be much more complete. And some of the bigger development companies are already doing that independently. They're just, you know, putting that in and getting that feedback. So there are a number of different ways that we're looking at to try to streamline that process and make it easier for people to build in Shasta County.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, we have realtors on. And the one thing we talk about is cost of building something here. When you've got things like, and it's $5 a square foot for overcrowded schools. That's part of it. And that, you know, $50,000 that adds on to the cost of the house, the solar, all of the, you know, the sprinkler systems and all this. I mean, it just pushes the cost of housing high.
Right.
And if you've bought some land, you know, you've got the payments on that, and it takes you forever to get it done. And then you got all of these state and county things that are added on to it. I don't see California, if they continue this way, ever building enough houses, especially for working people.
Right, and that's the key, is that what, you know, in some cases we call workforce housing, which is, you know, people who are, say, making $100,000 a year or $70,000 a year as a family of four, you know. So it's in that – that's the challenge right now, is how do we bring enough housing online for those folks? And what we're trying to do at the county level is to say we don't want to have any additional restrictions or requirements beyond what the state is offering. So it's not like – and we're moving towards that as we make these updates. And we just had this conversation around ADUs, actually, accessory dwelling units, in our last board meeting. But the idea is we don't want to, as the county – obviously, the state's going to do what it's going to do. And I do think there's some positive movement there, which I can share in a minute. But as the county, we don't want to add additional burdens to that.
Unless it's tough enough as it is.
Yeah, the only scenario in which we might consider doing that is if we want to preserve more of the rural, kind of culture and feel and density that we would like here. So that would be the only case in which I could imagine that we would want to add any additional requirements to the state. The state is actually, and there's a whole select committee within the assembly that is working on that, and we're seeing bipartisan support for more innovative approaches on housing. Do we have a long ways to go at the state level? Yes, certainly. But I am encouraged by some recent activity there to think more aggressively about how do we bring down the cost of housing.
Well, didn't Gavin Newsom promise 1 million homes?
Yeah, and, you know,
eight years ago?
Every gubernatorial candidate always promises that they're going to build a certain number of homes, and I don't take much stock in that. But
oh, no, they're all lying. They're looking at you, and they lie, and they smile. And they know they can't do that. Okay, so they've also made laws that say you have to have certain amount of multifamily housing. But that is very difficult when it doesn't pencil out for the, you know, for a developer. So what do you do with something like that?
So I think what you might be referring to is we have, which the state just issued our next numbers for this, which is called a regional housing needs allocation.
Yeah.
People call it
yeah.
ARENA. And so that doesn't necessarily say that you need multifamily, but what it does say is how many you need by different income levels. So very low income, et cetera, based on the, you know, what percentage of the area median income. And what I've talked about at the board meeting, because every year our department has to present a annual progress report of how we're doing. And we have a 2020 to 2028 cycle. And this last year, if you look at that report, we've built half of the housing that we are supposed to be at already. So we're only 50% of the way towards where we should be right now. What the challenge is the state obviously is, and with the new targets that they just put out, is pretty unreasonable in terms of, you know, what they are expecting to be built.
You can't force developers and contractors to build homes if they're going to lose money. I mean, do they understand that?
Well,
in Sacramento.
So that was the conversation I had at a recent California State Association of Counties. Is I said, what's going to happen if we don't meet these targets?
Yeah.
You know, and what they said is, look, the county cannot force, as you said, we can't force developers, nor would we want to. And so they said, basically, what as long as the county is doing what it can to facilitate the building process and making sure that the zoning is set up, because we actually have to identify specific parcels in that report that we think are ripe for development. And so as long as we're not creating impediments to that.
Okay.
Then,
as long as you're working in the spirit of the law.
Right.
Because they can't force people to build. I mean,
yeah. Now the thing that we have to be careful about is that if we were to start kind of blocking a lot of those developments, the state and we're not meeting our targets, the state could at that point then come in and say, you as the county don't have the right to block any of those projects anymore. So that's what we don't want to get to. So we need to be thoughtful about that and make sure that we're, you know, doing things in the way that we want to do them, but also creating opportunities for people to build. And so.
Did y'all ever fix that thing where an ADU that was okayed by the city wasn't, in the, you know, the same plans wasn't, they weren't okayed by the county? Did you hear about that?
I'm not sure the specifics of that. I know we have pre-approved ADU plans,
right,
which I'm not sure. And but I don't know if they align.
You might want to check on that, because we had somebody on talking about it, that their ADU plans were fine with the city. But
okay.
Then they were going to put it in the county, and they had to, it wasn't accepted. And I don't know why, since I thought they were all under the same guidance from the state. So anyway,
yeah, I'll look
into
that.
Have just been one case. Who knows? All right. Hey, I'm here with Matt Plummer, 4th District Supervisor, and we're talking AI, but then we've gone into housing, and we're going to talk about a couple other things, but I want to get back to the AI and what the county can do to, one, enhance their services and maybe streamline their operation when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway, Lucky Miller's, but I understand something around was going in there. Founded 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I've been going there since I moved to Redding. Never had a bad haircut. It's a barbershop. And it's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I don't get my hair coiffed. I get my hair cut. Yeah. And you can make an appointment there, which I really like because it works on my schedule. And I can either call them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy. Let's go to Redding and Cypress Square Barbershop and set it up there. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Matt Plummer.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 8:34 in the morning here on the 18th of June, and it's 76 going up to 97 today. So, yeah, that Ranches with Wolves. I have four tickets for that event right here for the first person that calls. If you only want two tickets, tell me that. And we have... Or I can just give two and two, but if you want four, call us at 530-605-4567. It's going to be on the 27th. It's going to be a good night of music and learn something about what the ranchers are going through right now up here in Northern California. So, 605-4567. And I'm here with Matt Plummer, District 4 Supervisor, that we've been talking AI, but then we started talking housing and all that. Now I'm going to move over. I warned them during the break what I'm going to talk about. It's not fair just to jump on people. And the DA, we lost. Well, we are short DAs. Mm-hmm. If you look, and I know you've heard this, but this is for our audience, is if you look at a comparable county that has a comparable number of crimes and that they're prosecuting, that one of them down along the coast there has twice the number of DAs, twice the number of support staff for the same amount of crime. We just lost a significant number of district attorneys, some of them in a county over or two counties over that get a $40,000 a year raise, hour and a half away. We're in trouble here. Now they're just doing the most serious crimes, which means if somebody breaks into your car four or five times, and, you know, unless they try to stab you, that's going to go into a file that perhaps AI can keep track of. We're at that point where it's not just nice to have, but we got to have. What can the county do to address this question?
Yes, it is certainly a crisis situation.
Did I put it right?
Yeah, no, you described it correctly. And I think, so I'll tell two things that we did just do, and then I do want to go back to kind of the problem, because there's a piece that's left out of the problem that is really important. But in terms of what we just did in this, we just had budget hearings, which approves the budget for the starting in July for the next 12 months. And there we did two things. One, we added retention bonuses for every attorney.
Because I saw that.
It's not actually just the district attorney's office. It's the public defender office that has challenges hiring attorneys. It's county council that does as well. So that is $10,000 that will go to any attorney in any of those three offices that did not receive a signing bonus, because we do have a signing bonus for those positions. And that would be, I believe we said it would, if they stayed till January, then they get that. Uh-huh. And the intent behind that also is to make that a 3-year $30,000. But in the context of budget hearings, you can only address the upcoming
1 year.
Fiscal year.
Yeah, that so. Year. No, and you made that real clear in the article. We want to do this more, but we can only do it once.
Right, at this time. I believe Supervisor Long will be bringing something back that will kind of, it won't commit the funds, but it will basically express that intent for it to be 3 years.
Okay.
So that was one thing. The other thing, which I've already mentioned, is we did for both the public defender and the DA provide the funding to get this AI software, to help with the body cam footage review. So those were two things that we did do. Could we do more? Well, that is the challenge. And that where I, to go back to the problem, if you look at these other counties, and this was something because we had these public safety meetings back in 2025. I believe the first one was February and then March. Mm-hmm. And coming out of that, the key takeaway then, as you just, you know, shared, was every public safety department is understaffed and under-resourced. And the workload is so big because we have the highest arrest rate in the state. And so I was looking at this, like, why is this the problem? You know, what's going on here? And I looked at unrestricted tax revenue per capita, per person, and compared it across those counties. So basically saying, you know, we have a huge need in terms of workload. We don't have enough people, but the question is ability to pay. And there, if you look at that unrestricted tax revenue, because that's primarily what funds public safety agencies, we are in the bottom, I believe, if I – 5 to 10 counties in the state. So what that means is that we have, And this is the challenge with Butte County, which is three of the four deputy DAs that just left went to Butte County.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, as you mentioned, their starting salary might be at $40,000 above what our entry-level DA here. Well, what happened there, right? They just recently passed a 1% sales tax. And so a lot of this comes down to ability to pay. And so we don't necessarily have the same ability to pay as these other counties.
The ones that have, when you, Butte County did just pass a 1%, and that allows them, it was for public safety, I think, and allows them to do things like this. But Shasta County is not, it's been four times since I've been here. They've tried to pass. I thought the last one actually was, you know, it was public safety, it was pretty, you know, pretty well defined and got clobbered again.
Right.
So what you're saying is there's just not enough money.
Right. I mean,
we are not making enough tax income to take care of everything.
Well, and the contributions from the state and federal government are also declining as mm-hmm. it relates to certainly the unrestricted funds that we receive. And so that is, and that's part of the case, in my opinion, for AI is we're receiving less funding. It's the same situation when we look at social services and some of these other departments. We're receiving less funding, but we're being asked
to
do more.
HHS is being cut down.
Well, right.
Didn't y'all just give them a $25 million? Did I just pull that one out of my ear? Was it $25 million y'all floated over there?
Right now it's a $10 million loan.
$10 million loan.
And that's been ongoing since last spring, so it's been about 15 months.
They haven't paid it back.
The mechanics of it is a little, it's more of like a revolving loan fund where basically when they go into negative cash flow, they kind of just.
It's an overdraft.
Yeah, it's basically that. So it's not like we're giving them money and then they're paying it back. It's just we float it while they're in negative balance and then it comes back into the general fund. So,
if they get the money.
Right. And if you look at, cause I've been looking at their cash balance at least every month and sometimes more than that. And the good thing is that we have made significant progress on that since last October.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the board said, first we got the information that was really valuable, which said we're losing $1 million a month with our revenue being less than our expenses by that amount. So we said, okay, we need to find savings. We need to at least stop the bleeding, right? We need to break even. And so the department has done a lot of work on that. Over the last 7 months, they've saved an average of, about $7.4 million total.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So we're making progress there. We need to do more, particularly because with the implementation of HR1 or the Big Beautiful Bill, that's going to increase their costs and reduce the amount that we're getting from the federal government to do that work. So we have to make up for even more than we would otherwise.
So right now you're putting your finger and you're putting Band-Aids on things, right? Putting finger in the dike. You know, you only have so many fingers, and you're putting Band-Aids on things. Is the county in trouble?
I don't think the county's in trouble right now.
Okay.
I think we are in a position where we have, in a number of these places, we're kind of at a point where we need to take action now, and we can prevent being in trouble. And so it's the same thing with the county fire contract, right? Chief O'Hara mentioned in our budget hearings that right now, we're using, out of that roughly $12 million county fire contract, we're using one-time funds to pay for half of that. So that's from the Zog fire settlement and then from their fund balance, basically the money they've been able to save over the years. And so that is likely to run out by 2030, 2031. And so here again, and this is why for the last 2 years we've cut the budget. We've actually cut our county budget by about 7% over the last 2 years. And if you look at the progression, last year, last June, was the first time the budget was reduced since 2010. So we're doing the hard work now to try to get ahead of it so we don't find ourselves in a position where we have a deficit, where we, you know, really are in dire straits. But, yeah, these are serious issues, and we're trying to figure out solutions to them, and some of them aren't obvious, and some of them are going to take a little bit of time. But if we're doing the work now and being very diligent about what expenses we improve, I mean, we had, I cut a, with the board support, cut a $40,000 capital improvement project in this upcoming budget that was going to improve, you know, one of the technology and furnishings of one of the admin conference room. Now, is it $40,000 going to change everything? No, but if we don't make those types of decisions every week, then we are going to be, you know, in a worse situation.
Now you do 10 or 12 of those, it adds up.
Right, exactly.
Or 20 or 30 of them. Okay, I'm here with Matt Plummer and District Supervisor, District 4. We were talking AI, but then we were talking budget now, and we don't want to get to the crisis. Like, well, the DA is in a crisis mode right now. You want to try and head it off, and you've done that with you talked about HHS and cutting the budget, which is not easy, not today when you know you have inflation and everything else. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
July, here comes time.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, the 18th of June, 8:48 in the morning, 76 degrees out there, going to 98 today. Welcome back to the show. Well, Matt Plummer's our guest, who is the district supervisor, District 4. We're talking AI. I got him here on AI, but he knew we were going to talk other things. And we've talked about the budget, we talked about housing. AI can be a real cost saver for us. You approved a $50,000 or something like that to the DA's office that goes through all, for all of the patrolman cameras, and which will save them countless hours, and it'll pay for itself probably in the first year or two. That'll go through there and clean through all the camera video, which we have thousands of hours of that probably every month.
Right.
Measure B. It was on the primary election. It passed. The state immediately before the vote's been officially notated, threw a lawsuit out against Curtis and five people that were part of the ones that got this on the ballot. And I don't understand that part. You know, I understand why they're suing. And I also know that the county, the board of supervisors, on a 4-0 vote said we're not going to defend this. But why would they put it against the five people, too? I mean, is that ordinary? I mean, they just gathered signatures.
And the lawsuit does name both Registrar of Voters Clint Curtis and the county. And the reason that
in the county.
And the reason that we're even named in it is because the decision of the lawsuit affects our actions, and so it could direct our actions. And so because we, as the county, and particularly the Registrar of Voters, would be responsible for implementing Measure B.
Sure.
That's why we are listed. But the reason it names the five is because they were the ones who put it forth. They were the ones who put it on the ballot. And so they are the, you know, ones who have advocated for it. And so in the same case, it's their ability and freedom to defend it as they see fit against the state lawsuit.
Well, is the state just saying cease and desist on this thing? Or is it, I mean, because that kind of, the reason that bothers me is, what if 10 people come together and say, hey, we need this, we want to put it on a ballot. And can the state then sue anybody that collects signatures to put on a ballot, that, you know, the quote, you know, group of five?
The state is pursuing I believe it's an emergency injunction, which would basically stop it from being implemented. So they're not necessarily seeking they're not seeking damages, as far as I know. They're just saying, basically, we're suing to stop the implementation of this.
Well, but it's not going to be implemented, it looks like, because if y'all don't fight it, then it just is, the injunction is there.
Well, the courts will have to make that decision. So as it stands right now, it without a court decision right now, it would be implemented in the November election.
Okay.
So if nothing else were to happen, the tenets of Measure B would actually be implemented.
Okay.
And it would be the county's responsibility to implement that, which, if that's what the courts decide, or if there's no court decision, then that's what we would do.
Yeah, if it's just, if it's not being fought, then it just...
Well, and the party that's responsible in the sense of naming them in the lawsuit is the proponents are welcome to fight the state's lawsuit on this issue.
But the county's not.
The county's not.
Okay. There is a measure on, I think, for the general election about showing ID.
Right.
And that's it. You have to show ID when you vote.
Right.
So if that passes, then that becomes law. Then, so if
Absolutely.
Every time you vote, you've got to show your ID, or have some kind of way to do that if you're doing it by mail.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it says about voting by mail, but I think the important distinction between these two is that the currently state law prohibits counties, any cities, from using voter ID in elections.
Right.
And so if you want to change state law, you have to do it at the state level.
And that's that measure.
That's what that measure would do.
Yeah.
So it would change the state law that currently prohibits that.
And it's funny because every poll I see, 70 to 80% of the people in the United States think, yeah, you should show your ID at the poll. And, you know, I don't know why it's taking so long to get people to do that, but that's just my opinion. What's coming? Okay, what's coming up here that's going to have major impacts on us? I mean, it seems like every week it's something else.
Well, the two things that came up in this last meeting, Supervisor Cryer brought these up, were measure, kind of the representation of Measure P and Q.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
Those were voted on by Shasta County in November of 2024. Measure P, as a reminder, was basically it would prohibit the county from taking land from a private landowner.
Eminent domain.
Using eminent domain and transferring it to another private entity. So the county would still be able to use eminent domain if it's taking it for public.
Well, what if you've got a developer coming in here, say, I'm going to put in the super stores and everything. It's going to bring millions of dollars in to the city or the county. So the only way they can do that, though, is if they get the property. Is that considered for the county because of all the tax revenue, or is that considered a private entity then?
Well, in this case, it would be who owns the land. So if the developer is going to own the land, right, then that would be and the thing that's important to note is Proposition 99, which is at the state level in as part of the state constitution, already prohibits this.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So the county cannot take someone's land and then give it to another private entity.
No matter what
right now.
Okay.
So part of the discussion was, okay, then why do this? And what Supervisor Cryer brought up is, well, the state's, you know, changing things all the time and they could change that. And that would have to be a constitutional amendment because it's through a proposition.
Yeah.
But the challenge is, and this was something I talked to county council about in that meeting, was that, so say the state were to remove that prohibition and allow government to basically seize land from one private entity and give it to another, which is, and I think that's a real concern because we're hearing that from the mayor of New York City talking about how if there's quote unquote, you know, blighted properties or properties that aren't being taken care of, that he wants to take those and then give them to other owners.
Yeah.
And so that is really concerning to me. At the same time, the challenge with this is that state of California were to go in that direction and say, nope, you can do that. Government can take from one private landowner and give it to another. If the county had this amendment in place, it actually would not block the state from doing that. It would only keep the county from doing that. And so, in my opinion, I'm not as concerned with Shasta County doing that type of thing. I am concerned that the state might move in that direction, but this would not actually prevent the state from doing that if it were to change that.
Yeah, but it would keep the county from doing it.
It would keep the county from doing it, but the county, I don't see Shasta County going in that direction.
Well, they didn't think Shasta County would be voting Republican either 40 years ago. It went from blue to red.
Right.
That,
I mean, things kind of evolve.
That would be my argument that we don't know what's going to happen 20 years down the road. So, okay. Well, yeah, that is a big one. What was the other one, Q?
Measure Q changes how the board can fill vacancies of elected positions.
Yeah.
Which has been really relevant because the board has done that twice for the registrar of voters.
Yeah.
So currently what is allowed is that the board has to appoint someone, and that's what's happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
Measure Q back in November 2024 would have said that the board could either appoint or put it to an election.
Okay.
That failed. And what I said at the time was I supported that because I think it would be better to have the choice to put it to an election because I think for an elected office, ideally that is filled by the vote of the people, not by the board.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I didn't like the way it was structured. And so we actually made some changes to that on Tuesday. One was, Supervisor Cryer mentioned that if the board does appoint, he wants it to be a 4/5 vote. Rather than a 3/5 vote, which is currently what's required.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I suggested is that if there's going to be an election already within 12 months, that it should automatically go on that election and the board doesn't have the choice to appoint. Now, if there's not going to be an election within 12 months, then the board appoints because I do not want, given everything we just talked about with the budget, I don't want the county spending $1 million to do a special election.
Sure.
But if there's a way to put it on an election that's coming up in the next 12 months, then let's have that be the automatic default, rather than having the board appoint. So it passed through, the board voted 4-1 on that one, to bring it back. So we're going to have the actual official, statements of those come back before the board. So there will be another chance for the board to vote. And then if that is passed by the board, then those will be on the November ballot.
Okay. All right. We're here with Matt Palmer, District 4 supervisor. I sure appreciate you coming in today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's, we need more money. So we got to figure out how to get more money. Have a Burning Man here simply. And see how many millions of dollars they can spend. Or a Sturgis motorcycle rally to bring in more money. But since we don't.
We have the Iron Man coming, so that that should help a little
bit. I'm so excited about that. And you're competing in that, right?
I'm not competing in it. I have been doing some long distance races over the last 2 years.
Bike races or running?
Running.
Okay. So actually, you got to be part of a team then. You, yeah. Kellstrom, you know, Fry, Long. I'm not going to ask Corky.
Well,
you know, be part of that team that runs the 13 miles.
Yeah, that would be an interesting. Maybe we could raise some money if we did that.
There you go. Watch him. Yeah. See who drops first. And, hey, thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks for what you do for our county. I know it's not easy.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow House Realty joins us. Have a good day out there. It's going to be a little warm, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.